My name is Amandine Pequignot. I'm 48 years old, and I'm a teacher and researcher at the National Museum of Natural History in Paris. Thanks to my research into the history of the collections, i.e. the study of the dynamics of their constitution and collection, and the study of the naturalists who collected them in France and abroad, I've been a privileged witness to the biodiversity loss that's occurred over the last 200 years. And I know how important it is to preserve these collections, which are genuine libraries of nature. This is indeed a major challenge for the scientific community of today and tomorrow, which studies and analyzes these phenomena of biodiversity loss on different scales. Because the situation is alarming. Through my work, I travel to many countries and I noticed that the situation is widespread, although it's more urgent in some places, where we can see a decline occurring from one year to the next. But it would be naive and unconscionable to think that the situation isn't dramatic elsewhere. Here in France too, each and every one of us is noticing these changes. I remember when I was a child, spending my summer holidays in the countryside at my grandparents' house, where we'd run out in the early evening to see the fireflies. Today, I don't know if my five-year-old godson has ever even seen fireflies, or if he'll still have the opportunity to do so in 10 years' time. I really became aware of this loss of biodiversity in the 1990s when I walked into the Endangered and Extinct Species Room of the Museum of Natural History in Paris and saw all those species behind glass cases for the first time. In particular, I remember the thylacine, or Tasmanian wolf, a species that's been extinct since the 1930s due to hunting by humans, friction with other invasive species such as foxes and stray dogs, and its dispersal due to the reduction of its natural habitat as a result of deforestation. In the 19th century, the role of natural history museums was to accumulate collections and produce knowledge. Scientific naturalists exchanged these collections, sharing them to expand their knowledge of nature and better describe and understand natural species. Museums were veritable open reserves, where visitors came to discover and marvel at the new specimens on display. Nowadays, the role of natural history museums is still to collect specimens in a responsible manner and write about new species and preserve these collections. But now the challenge is to understand this biological diversity, its origin, its role, and its dynamics in order to contribute to the sustainable management of biodiversity. The role of museums in society has also evolved through dissemination and knowledge-sharing activities in all areas of natural history. The duty of museums is to enable all types of visitors to access scientific culture and increase their knowledge so they may make informed choices as citizens. If we're to better preserve nature and its biodiversity, we first need to understand and appreciate it. I'd like to quote Jacques Cousteau, who said, "We only protect what we love, we only love what we understand."